Good morning. Welcome and thank you for being in worship, whether you are online or you are here in our sanctuary. We're glad you've come to worship God. My name is John. I'm one of the pastors here, and today is one of my favorite Sundays. Today is what we call Music Sunday. And C.S. Lewis says in one of my favorite books, Screwtape Letters, that in heaven, you only get silence and music. Today, you get a little bit of heaven. And so we're going to proclaim the word through song, and you get to proclaim it, and you get to hear it. So we hope you'll pay attention in all those ways. We'd love to connect if we've never connected. Some easy ways to start are text welcome to 540-712-6440, and we'll send you some links about who we are and what we're about. We won't spam you. Some other ways to connect if you're in the sanctuary, find these handy-dandy little cards, and you can scan the QR codes to find today's worship guide. So if you find a song you really liked, you can find it that way. Or the scripture lessons, they'll all be right there. It'll also show you how to sign up for our Friday emails, which are important, and show you how to give online. Those are all important things. Connections go two ways. We want to connect you to each other. And a great way to connect to each other is to send cards. And so we always have a TLC person, somebody who can't come to worship, but we want to know they're loved by their church family, so we send cards, and this week we're sending the cards to Sybil McCrory. You can send your own card, and there's details in the Friday email about how to do that. Oh, Sybil passed away. I'm not on top of things. Well, you can send condolences to Sybil's family, and you can send cards to Tiny Palmer instead. Thank you, Billy. I was not aware. Now I got to reset my whole brain on that front. No, that's good to know on that front. Two other things, a much super, super exciting thing. Super exciting. If you haven't been reading your Friday emails or your church emails, this is the most important thing you're going to hear today. We have a new children's director. Vanessa, stand up. That's Vanessa. Hey, and as we applaud Vanessa, she'll start in January 23, and you'll have a chance to meet her and do stuff as we get going. We also need to say a super huge thank you to the children's ministry team and Ruth Lorson, who really led that team, and Billy, who's been helping out so much. So if you get a chance to see that team, their work's not done, but they've done just a huge work as we go on. We want to make sure we say thank you to them as well. With those announcements complete, though, oh, I forgot my favorite one. There's cookies. There's cookies. Yeah. After the service, feel free to go down, grab some cookies, fellowship, meet Vanessa. We still have Sunday school classes that you're welcome to go to, and we'd encourage you on all those fronts. But with those announcements complete now, would you stand, please, and join me in this responsive call to worship. Let us praise our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah! Jesus is coming.
At Christmas, Jesus came as a baby.
Hallelujah! Jesus is coming.
He came to be like us because he loves us.
Hallelujah! Jesus is coming.
Maybe there's another slide. He came to save us from our sin.
Hallelujah! Jesus is coming.
He died, rose from the dead, and lives in heaven. He will come again because he loves us.
Hallelujah! Jesus is coming.
Let all mortal flesh keep silent. And with fear and trembling stand, ponder nothing earthly-minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descended, our full homage to demand. King of kings, yet born of Mary. As of old on earth he stood, Lord of lords in human vesture, in the body and the blood, he will give to all.
Today we light the Advent candle of love. We light this candle as a sign of the coming light of Christ.
In the wilderness, prepare the way of our Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
The Lord will give you a sign. A young woman is with child and shall bear a son.
And they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Please pray with us. In this Advent season of waiting on the Lord,
may Emmanuel find welcome in our hearts, take flesh in our lives, and be for all peoples the welcome advent of redemption and grace.
We ask this through him whose coming is certain, whose day draws near.
Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
The rose I have in mind. to show God's love around. She bore to men a Savior when her spent was the night.
Poured out on the feet of Jesus.
Today's scripture reading comes from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Friends, as we just heard, our sins, they compel us to the Savior. So please join me now in a responsive prayer of confession. If we look at our own lives, we must confess the mixture of giving and selfishness. Our waiting on the Lord turned to an endless rush. Our missing the mark in truly celebrating Christ's coming. Lord, forgive our frantic ways and misplaced efforts, but we can also trust in God,
who still brings us salvation, who still supplies us strength,
who hears our songs of gratitude, who accepts our joyful praise. Let us all draw water from the wells of salvation. Let us shout it in the church and in the town. The Lord's great name will still be praised. His saving deeds support our lives. His greatness still astounds us. The Holy One of Israel is among us. Praise the Lord and sing for joy.
O Holy Child of Bethlehem,
descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today.
We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell.
O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Let's stand together.
Time, behold him come.
seated, and as you are, I'd invite the Sunday school kids to come forward to sing and to recite some scripture for us.
In France.
Let's give these kids a hand. Thank you, kids, for helping to lead us in worship. We come to a time in our service where we want to bring our concerns to Him, so let us bow our heads and turn our hearts to the Lord. Gracious God, we praise you for being infinite and powerful, while at the same time personal, tender, and loving. For you sent your only son as a baby in Bethlehem, so common and yet so profound. He came as the newborn King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Emmanuel, God who is truly with us. In that mighty act, you revealed to us the magnitude of your love, defined by self-giving sacrifice and demonstrated with an unconditional invitation. Thank you, Lord, for giving us such an indescribable gift. Even though it took place so long ago, its truth and reality stretches from that moment to now and into eternity. Loving Lord, while this season may be joyful for us, it may be very difficult for others. Open our hearts with sensitivity to those around us. Some might be dealing with tension, busyness, hurt, or loss. May we as followers of Jesus demonstrate your love by giving a hug, providing a listening ear, or an encouraging word, by sending a note, or doing an act of kindness in your name. In the midst of the hustle and bustle this Christmas, the crowded stores, the rude shoppers, and the frayed generosity, remind us once again that you've come and dwelt among us. I pray that you would sanctify the smallest expressions of compassion that you've empowered us by your grace to show. Faithful God, I'm so thankful for this loving congregation who cares about others, like providing Christmas boxes to children who have nothing, serving a warm meal to our neighbors in need, co-sponsoring an Afghan family, ministering to homeowners affected by Hurricane Ian, and also who care so deeply for one another. And I pray that you would grow our love even more. Merciful Lord, we lift up those who are sick or hospitalized. Touch them with your healing hand and remind each one of your gracious presence. For those who grieve, grant them daily strength and the comfort of your warm embrace. We pray for those who are lonely, that they will know their incredible worth and value in them. We also lift up our brothers and sisters who serve as missionaries around the globe, incarnating and proclaiming the good news. We ask that you will protect them, build them up, and may their work reap a rich harvest. We pray for the world into which you came and which you still dearly love. Lord, teach us anew so that as you abide with us, we will reflect your comfort, strength, and hope to the people around us. May we be a blessing as you have blessed us beyond measure. We bring all these praises and requests to you, God, through Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
In the bleak midwinter, all creation groans, for a world in darkness, frozen like a stone, light is breaking. In a stable for a throne, and he shall reign forevermore. Child is born, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore.
Let's stand together. Please be seated.
And now from Colossians chapter 1. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether the thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body of the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he is reconciled through his blood shed on the cross. He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. And this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. And now from Isaiah chapter 9. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch or keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard. So bring us in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding. Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nails, spears shall pierce him through, the cross be borne. Salvation brings
Please be seated.
God's word says, "Moreover, I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul will not reject you. I will also walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you who are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will rule over Israel, whose origins are from of old, ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. And he will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through the holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, you will be called a prophet of the Most High, and you will go before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give the people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace."
Let's stand together.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Son of God,
Song before we leave today. But hear these words of hope, these words of benediction from Isaiah. Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall find hope." May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread has seized a troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind, to you and all mankind. Oh, tidings of
to you in David's town this day is born of David's line. The Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view display. All meanly wrapped in swaddling bands and in a manger laid. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Have a good week.